thank you for coming to my site today. You know what we all need? We need a good dose of prayer. That's right. Prayer. Petitioning God for our particular plights. Prayer. Who should pray? You should pray. I should pray. All of us ought to pray. Jonathan Graff, G-R-A-F, wrote a book called The Power of Personal Prayer, Learning to Pray with Faith and Purpose. I admonish you to listen to a few words that I'm going to share with you. When you pray, what are you praying for? As a matter of fact, I'll just turn to the first part of the book and read the chapters. Having just read a couple of pages of this text, I can tell you right now, it's a good read. Comes in sections. Section one, he identifies the foundations of prayer. And he asks questions. What is prayer? Here's another one. How do I pray? Another one. Where do I pray? In chapter 4, to whom should I pray? Now that has to be interesting, because most people that even call themselves believers that claim that they know that they're talking to God, you may find yourself speaking to another image of something else other than. In section 2, he talks about the types of prayers. The prayers of petition. O Lord, help the people of my community. What's about to come on us is going to be so difficult that each of them need to develop a personal contact with you. Well, not with a church, not with a group of saints. No. Individual prayer as a petition. There's going to be a lot of this. Chapter 6, the prayer of intercession. Oh my God. Now we got family members going into the hospital dying. Most of us will never see them again because they have the plague. This is kind of hard for a nincompoop to let it sink in. We're living during the times of a plague. And godly people, Christians, know this too. That means life as we knew it will forever be changed. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for leaving me alive since March of 2018 when you cut into my chest. I prayed to die, but you left me here for such a time as this. Oh, Father in heaven, help my neighbors, help my friends. Please, give them peace. Give them peace. Give them peace. Give them peace. But you see, in order for you to receive peace, your heart has to be open to God and closed to everything else. No more shopping. No more frivolity. No more playing. No more stupidity. No. Everything is serious now. Every step I take, every conversation, every move, every objective is stated in the positive. Because tomorrow's not promised for any of us. Oh, I can quote you a myriad of Bible verses. I don't want to beat you down with the Word of God. You have to love God enough on your own to open that Bible yourself and to let it flood you with its truths, with its beauty. Sing it, people. It's beautiful. What are you listening to in the background during these days of depression? Are you listening to your favorite R&B? Are you sitting in that room alone thinking about, contemplating how you're going to have that first conversation with God that you've never had? Oh, you've been putting it off, haven't you? What did they say on the news today? More people in America has died of this plague than during 9/11. That was stated to make an impact on the young, because as they go to their browsers and look up 9/11, they can see those ancient films. Oh my God. Go way back and listen to what I said about 9/11 in the year 2011. In section 2 under the types of prayer, hearing God's voice. How do you know that you've heard it? When you've cried out to him, I'm telling you, this book is a masterpiece. He asks all of the right questions. Another section, chapter 8, prayers of adoration and thanksgiving. Do you want to thank him now? Your job is gone. How are you going to make it? Well, I live with my parents. Yes. And you know, most of us have food in the house now. It's nice. My daughter, she told me, Daddy, when you get that check, buy you some food. She was saying, stock up, hoard. No, I'm not going to do that. Until they tell me that the country has failed. And here's how much faith I have in men that love freedom the way that I do. As long as there is a civilized individual in this part of the world, on this continent, and I can get in touch with that person, I don't have to hoard any food. But when civilization fails to that degree, then I will hoard. And since I only eat one meal a day, I told you folks that. Remember I was telling you that? One meal a day. That's all I needed. I had a little kale salad with some salad dressing on it. I'm fine till about 9 o'clock tonight. And it's 1:58 in the afternoon now. Have beverage to drink to refresh me because I live in America. God bless America. Oh yeah, we need to pray. Spiritual warfare praying on page 93 of his book. Now this has to be interesting because a lot of people think that the devil is doing this. No. God allows everything. You heard what I said. I'm reaching for my Bible. God allows everything. nothing is happening or taking place that God doesn't know about. I believe if my mind serves me correctly, it is Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. You got a Bible? I'll let you turn to it. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. You're listening to Paco Bell's Canon, paid by the Munich Radio Concert. James Galway on the flute. I love nice music like that. Let's continue to listen. What does verse 7 say of Isaiah chapter 45? The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. This is a God-ordained whack on the entire world for us not regarding him properly. I knew that the whack was coming. I had no idea how, but this was the whack that I'd been preaching and teaching about all these years on this site. And here we are. And the only thing that can get us out of it is each of us individually, independently, separated from denomination, dogma, your favorite preacher, your air-conditioned rooms, your electronic ministries, none of that is effectual. God is demanding of all of his creation a holy reverence to his person, to his name, and to his ability to provide. And if we retain our hard heart and stubbornness, this will continue until most of the chaff is done away with. God is not a man that he's responding as a human would. You don't love me, I'm going to punish you. No. The very nature of God demands respect from every living being on this ball called Earth. Animals and insects naturally give reverence and obedience to him. The only creature that refuses to do it in unison is man. It would be grand and gracious that he removes us unless we bow the knee to him. Oh, and don't come with me about this repenting of your sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even King David, even Judas, even you, even I. It's time for us to own up to it. Each of us have a certain part of greed about us. I got a greed about me. I love humans. I do. I love the way we rationalize. I want to say I love the way we pray. See, we have to listen to the right kind of music as we get our minds right. And until we get our minds right, our lives will never be the way they were. Because the way it was in America is done. You're going to cook at home. You're going to love the people under that roof with you. And if you lose them, you're going to weep. It's back to brass tacks. You don't have to dress up for your family because they know who you are. God bless you. Thanks for coming to my site.